UC Berkeley professor Ron Hasner points out that in a survey that he commissioned of students, 87% supported the chant, "From the river to the sea," but only 47% could name the river and or the sea, some even thinking that it was the Nile and the Caribbean. 10% thought former terrorist and PLO leader Yasser Arafat was the first prime minister of Israel, and most did not realize that the slogan meant a one-state solution with both groups living side by side, an idea that has been rejected by both sides, or that it would mean the relocation or annihilation of 7 million Jews. In other words, as usual, those protesting the loudest often know the least, kind of like with calls to defund the police. And that's something to think about.